You're listening to Boston Public Radio, 89.7 WGBH with Jim Brody and Marjorie Guinea. Marjorie, on your first show on Boston Public Radio, one of your goals is not to be humiliated. So I mentioned about an hour ago that I was concerned that Congressman Markey, a candidate for the Democratic nomination, was not doing any press interviews. And then all of a sudden the line lights up and it is Congressman Ed Markey. We're thrilled to have you, Congressman. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I spent so much time in telecommunications, you know, ensuring that there was an expansion of the spectrum that I'm so glad that there is space here for Jim and Marjorie. One space closes and another one opens up, and it's great for all of us in Greater Boston
Thanks
to have
a lot.
You on.
Thank
we
you
appreciate
very
that,
much,
Markey.
Congressman. In fact, Jim's been complaining for 3 weeks, but we won't delve into that too much. So I wonder, Congressman, you came in when you announced that you were going to run. You had almost the entire Democratic establishment with you. Senator John Kerry, or former Senator John Kerry, who's almost never endorsed someone before. Ted Kennedy's widow, Vicky, State Treasurer Steve Grossman. And then all of a sudden, Steve Lynch gets into the race. Was that a stunning shock? Is it knocked your plans around? What do you make of his candidacy?
No, not at all. And I welcomed the candidacy, and I said to everyone who asked me right from the very beginning whether or not I welcomed other people into the race, and I said yes. Obviously, Steve can run, and anyone else can run who wants to in the Democrat or Republican Party. What I was doing was just organizing as best I could my candidacy in the same way I think Steve and the others are going to put all of their supporters together as well. And I think that's the way campaigns work. That's the way democracy works.
Hey, Ed Markey, it seems to me that one of the things that is driving most Americans nuts is the complete inability of Democrats to work with Republicans and Republicans to work with Democrats. You've been in Congress for, 30-some years. What evidence do you provide for the people of Massachusetts that should you be elected to the Senate, you'll be able to work with the Mitch McConnells and the others to actually make something happen rather than just debating good ideas?
Well, I'm the author or co-author of almost every telecommunications law over the last 25 years, creating the E-rate so that every child in every classroom has access to a computer on their desk, passing the law that ensures that every wireless device that the deaf and blind now carry, as well as us, as well as everyone else, will be accessible to them. I am the author of all of the Alzheimer's related laws. I am the author of the online privacy laws. I'm the author of the greatest rewrite of securities laws since the 1940s, according to the chairman of the Securities Exchange Commission.
But let me ask you a question, Ed Markey, if I can. Did any of those measures...
Every one of those bills was bipartisan. Every one of them was with overwhelming Republican and Democratic support. And I have dozens and dozens of bills like that that are now the law of our country.
Well, let's apply it to current events then, the sequestration thing where Democrats are saying, and the lead Democrat, Barack Obama, is saying things like, these Republicans have put their friends, their wealthy friends who they don't want to raise taxes on, ahead of real people in communities like those all over America, including Massachusetts. What's the fix for this? What's the middle ground that allows you guys and the Boehner and his people to reach some accommodation so that people back home don't have to suffer starting this Friday?
Well, sequestration is just another word for cut. And the Republicans are committed, the Tea Party Republicans are committed to having these cuts actually slash low-income heating assistance, research money for the National Institutes of Health, all the way down the line. And they right now, they don't want to back off on it because the solution, of course, is going to result in some additional taxes coming from closing corporate loopholes, from increasing the taxes on billionaires, and they're saying that's a non-starter. And so we're going to go through this, you know, for some time, but I think what's going to happen is there will be an uprising. It will start in Massachusetts, but it will spread across the country as people understand how their government actually does serve them. I was at a press conference this morning with ABCD, Action for Boston Community Development, with dozens and dozens of activists pointing out how ordinary families are going to be harmed. And, you know, 44 million people are living in poverty right now in the United States, and that's 22,000 for a family of four. These cuts are devastating for ABCD. They're devastating for those kinds of programs across our country. And I voted against the sequestration bill.
Hey, Ed,
I voted against this bill back in August of 2011.
You know, we're talking with that Congressman Ed Markey, and by the way, our numbers here at Boston Public Radio are 877-301-8970. We had Congressman Lynch, he came earlier to speak with us on the show. I was talking about this phenomenon, and maybe it was true when you first got into Congress. I don't think it was, but where everybody's kind of battling for the regular guy deal. You know, Lynch grew up in the projects, and he was an iron worker, and, you know, he's strapping on the work boots, and then you come out, and your father drove a milk truck, and you're driving the ice cream truck. Is this kind of, I mean, really, should this matter? We're like all competing for who's got the best barn jacket kind of deal. Why does this matter?
Politics is really about the future and not about the past.
Yep.
Except to the extent to which the past can explain or animate what your motivations are. But it is always about the future. So, yeah, my father grew up on the first floor of a triple decker in Lawrence in the shadow of the mills, and I grew up in Malden, and my father worked for the Hood Milk Company, and I had to drive a truck to work my way through college, and I worked at the Lewis Candy Company making gumdrops and the Purity Supreme warehouse overnight in Somerville, and my mother and father did not give me a single nickel to go to college. I had to earn every single penny of it. But in terms of a campaign, it's all about the future. It's all about everyone else's family, because I've been benefited from my life here in America. Yes, my father did grow up on in the first floor of a triple decker with five brothers and sisters, but what a great country where his son can run for the United States Senate.
Hey, Ed Markey,
so
my father...
I think the message is really about the Dominican family that now lives on the first floor of that triple decker with their children. And what are we going to do to put a plan in place that serves them, as we were served by Democratic policies over the last 50 years.
Ed Markey, my father was a lawyer. He was flipping triple-deckers in Philadelphia when I was a kid. But putting that aside...
I think he went to jail, too,
hey,
didn't he?
Hey, Ed Markey, one last question. You're really kind to call in. We didn't expect it today. We really appreciate it. We hope we'll get you in studio here soon. Two last quick things from me. While Marjorie was exposing me for having suggested that you were not doing enough interviews, and there you are, Marjorie wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago in which she interviewed some of your neighbors.
Oh, yes.
Scott Brown was on our final radio show, and Senator Brown made some comments about you not really being a resident here. You essentially don't even live in the community in which you allegedly reside. Marjorie called some of your neighbors and said they hadn't seen you in decades. What's the deal with the residence thing with you, Congressman?
Well, I live in the same house, have lived my entire life, and 700 people showed up at my announcement in Malden for the United States Senate. It is the place where I pay my taxes, where I pay my cable bill, where I live, and where my neighbors have been my friends for my entire life. And so I understand why my opponents want to say I don't live there. But their problem is when Malden votes, Malden then defeats my opponents 4-1 in every election. So I don't think they actually say it in order to influence people in Malden, because they know they don't. It's for people who don't live in Malden that they seek to influence. But at the end of the day, Malden is my strength. Malden is who I am. I've lived there my entire life, and it's what roots me in politics, but in life as well. And my wife and I are proud to come from Malden and to live at 7 Townsend Street in Malden as I have my entire life.
Ed Markey, one last question. Steve Lynch has agreed to debate you on this particular radio show. Are you willing to do that sometime post the end of signature collection?
Well, we are negotiating with the Lynch campaign right now, and my campaign manager is talking to his about, you know, those details, and we're working them out with his campaign. So we'll see how all those negotiations ultimately.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you here.
But I am going to be debating Steve Lynch. Make no question about that.
I think this is the place to do it, Congressman. I'm not biased or anything, but I really do think.
That's two of us. We both agree.
I think this is the place to do it. We've got water and snacks and food and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, Congressman, really appreciate you calling in. Ed Markey, candidate for the Democratic nomination for United States Senate. Ed, thanks so much for your time.
Congratulations to you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, and thank you for joining us, Congressman. Up next, can't wait for this. We're going to finally talk about the Oscars, last night's Oscars with WGBH's Jared Bowen and with longtime critic Joyce Gohawick, who actually has been to the Oscars a bunch of times herself. We're going to talk about who won, who lost, and this rather controversial song all about actresses baring their breasts. Stay tuned for all that, 89.7 WGBH, Boston Public Radio.